News Radio KMAN In Focus continues here on a Thursday morning, and we're joined now by a retired Lieutenant General Perry Wiggins. He's the Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council. Welcome.
Thank you, Brandon. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Have a good holiday?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, put on a few pounds, and I'm trying to work off, of course, but it was great to get an opportunity to spend time with family.
Well, lucky for you, you're a military guy. You're probably pretty disciplined. You put on the weight. It's probably not too hard to take it off, right? You're pretty disciplined.
Oh, no. As you get older, it gets harder. That's for sure. But, you try to stay in shape. Yeah, but it gets harder every year.
I imagine that's definitely the case. Well, it's good to have you on here. A lot of folks were happy to get out of 2020 and look ahead to a new year. I think anytime we reach a new year, it's kind of a, almost a new beginning for a lot of folks and kind of an optimistic time. And we're seeing vaccines getting distributed here for the COVID pandemic, and it's been pretty encouraging. It's a little slow process, but I think people are starting to see that maybe this isn't going to linger forever.
Yeah, the American people are resilient, and they overcome a lot of obstacles. This is a challenge that I think we're going to overcome. And, in the military, for example, we had military soldiers that went home and went on leave, and now they come back to their duty stations, and they set into a quarantine process, and we have soldiers that are getting immunized out at Fort Riley as we speak. So, I think we're turning a corner, and hopefully we'll continue the momentum and get over this particular virus.
Any sense on the volumes of vaccine that they've had out there at Fort Riley or the amount of troops that have been vaccinated?
No, I don't know. I know that it's been a constant process. They, just like out there in the civilian world, the ones that man the hospitals and the clinics and those sort of things that are pretty much the first line of defense against the virus were inoculated first. And then, of course, soldiers, because of our national security mission and because you have to maintain readiness, they're trying to get after that fairly quickly. The fortunate thing about this particular virus, if there can be anything fortunate about it, is that the younger population, which seems to be the demographic that our military is pretty resilient against the virus, and in most cases asymptomatic if they do get it.
Yeah, that's definitely been the case. And I think we saw the work that's been going on out at Irwin Army Community Hospital out there, and it's you can't say enough. A lot of those folks are defending our country, but then we also and praise them for the hard work they're doing on the front lines fighting this disease, and not only that, but treating other folks at the hospital.
Yeah, this is a case where I think it highlights the absolute that we're blessed as a nation that we have nurses and doctors and those that work diligently to try to keep our population safe and healthy. And unfortunately, they're catching the brunt of this particular virus. So this immunization, I think, is absolutely something that we need to put in place, and it's something we need to get over and get done fairly quickly.
You're speaking with General Wiggins here from the Governor's Military Council. As far as the vaccines coming on, I think, and I'm not sure when the date was they started receiving them, but they have the equipment there to store it. We've seen the pictures, the video of the freezers out there, and they're pretty magnificent. Is that something that's a constant out there at Fort Riley, or do they have to install those? Do you know?
No, the bottom line is I think it's something that they've had in place. I'm sure they're having to get additional capability. But, this is the shelf life on this particular vaccination is pretty sensitive. So it's something that they got to keep on top of. They got to make sure that they have a vaccination plan, and that they follow that plan, because if not, this thing is pretty perishable.
Yeah, that's right, and I think it has relatively short shelf life. Absolutely, it's great to see that it's happening. Have you received the vaccine yet yourself?
No, I have not received the vaccine, and I think understandably so. I think they've got the right priorities out there established, and I think I think we as a nation need to continue to prioritize those that are more susceptible and those that that are standing on the front line. So, no, I haven't received it, Brandon, but I'm standing by and looking forward to taking my my immunization when it's afforded the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one thing that's been pretty evident here from the beginning of this whole pandemic is, Fort Riley was pretty quick on the trigger here as far as implementing, safety guidelines throughout, socially distancing to as much as possible, wearing the masks and encouraging that among everybody on base.
No, absolutely. I think the commanding general out there and the leadership at Fort Riley understand that they not only have a responsibility to the nation, they also have a responsibility to the surrounding communities. And so, as I stated, even though soldiers are somewhat asymptomatic and they're fairly healthy and not a major impact by this virus, our community may not necessarily be the case. So he has to have a delicate balance. He's got to make sure that he does the right thing so that we don't negatively affect the community and honestly negatively affect the readiness of our formations.
That said, what as far as the military response, what's happening now in terms of the pandemic and such?
Well, we still have it was our Fifth Army down there at Fort Sam Houston. We have a number of medical specialists and personnel throughout our militaries, the Navy, the Air Force, Marine, and the Army, and even the Coast Guard, that are embedded within hospitals, civilian hospitals throughout the nation, providing additional manpower to alleviate the op-tempo that's being experienced by our medical professionals throughout the nation. So that's one area that they're doing a lot of work on. And I think it's something that we're ideally suited to do, and it's something that I think is sorely needed. And so similar to how we respond to a hurricane with manpower and equipment, in this particular case, we're responding with critical medical expertise in our medical facilities that are experiencing really a high op-tempo of cases.
So when I turn on the evening news here on CBS tonight and, I see in the major cities where some of these hospitals are just overwhelmed, we can take a little more comfort knowing that, at least our military's got our backs here with this and are helping out to the best of their ability here.
Well, they're doing that in the hospitals. And then, of course, Operation Warp Speed, the inoculation or the, that's in place. The Army played a huge part in that. It's playing a big part in how we administer immunizations and help facilitate our civilians out there and our organizations out there that are charged with conducting the program. So they're doing that as well. And we're pretty good at giving shots. I mean, a number of our folks out there in the audience that have deployed or been a part of the military, they know what I mean by every deployment is preceded by many shots. And their shot records are normally as thick as a dictionary.
I can see that. Yeah, absolutely. Again, General Wiggins joining us here on News Radio KMAN's In Focus. It's no doubt it's been a wild several months here, but all in all, how do you see the next few months playing out? Are you optimistic at getting back to a more sense of normalcy here?
I think so. I think there's a lot of anxiety associated with what 2020 brought, and then also looking forward into the future, what 2021 is going to bring. And people are adjusting to a life that they're not accustomed to. And I don't want to call it the new norm because I don't want to necessarily accept it as a norm. But I think the American people have shown throughout history that they're capable of rising to a challenge. And this is a challenge, and I think it's something that we will overcome, and people will persevere, and then we'll get on with life and get back to really I think life is as the American people want. I will tell you what concerns me is we are a very social society, and there's some things that Twitter and Facebook and all those different things, they really can't accommodate or supplement face-to-face interaction with our friends, family. So I'm hoping we get back to that sort of environment here in the near future.
Yeah, no question about that. And, you know, it's maybe a good reminder if you know a veteran, especially a veteran that maybe doesn't have a lot of family around, you know, give them a call. You know, if you can't be next to them, you know, go say hi, reach out, and say thank you.
No, absolutely. I think you're spot on there, Brandon. I mean, you know, the bottom line for me is we have a lot of individuals that are in veterans' soldier homes and different things that you're right, don't have families. And so for me, I think if you're a veteran out there, reach out to another veteran. If you're a soldier or an airman, reach out to another airman and soldier just to kind of check in on them, see how they're doing, make sure everything's okay, because this can be a stressful period in time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Mr. Wiggins here on News Radio KMAN. In Focus continues after this.